You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to participate in the Hosting Hotline, all you got to do is go to hostinghotline.com, record your question with your voice, hit that submit button, and we will answer it here on the podcast like we're going to do right now. We have a question from Pam.
Hi, this is Pam with Blue Hen Haven, and I have a question about building your website, and it's just a simple question. When providing information on the website, do you recommend including the specific address or not including it on the website, on the direct booking website? So for example, you know how Airbnb lists the area, but not exactly where the guest is staying until after there has been payment. And so I'm wondering if the direct booking website that we're having built should do the same thing, if it should just list a general area and not a specific home address, or if it should list the specific home address so people can kind of check out the area, things to do, and things like that. Thank you.
This is a great question. And at the end of the day, Pam, there's no right or wrong answer, but let's hash out the different options and the things to consider for both options.
Before we dig into that, what I love about this and you having your own website is you get to choose if you want to put it on there for a while and then remove it. You could, if you want to not have it, see what type of responses you get, you can then add it. I will encourage everyone, especially you, Pam, whoever is building your website, though, be nimble enough that if you need to make changes, you can. Sarah and I are both dangerous enough on our websites to be able to make changes. Everyone out there, I want to caution you to make sure that you can be dangerous enough to change calendars, to change links, to change, you know, some specifics on your site. So I do want to just let everyone know, yes, have someone help you build it, but make sure that they've given you some training and some videos where you can at least be dangerous enough to make some changes if need be.
I am of the vote to include the exact address. Why? Because I am licensed. The city knows it's a short-term rental. Anyone in our area can look up and see that they're a short-term rental. Plus, like you mentioned, Pam, I like my guests to like, yes, I want to be on that block. I want to be positioned this distance from why I'm coming to town. So I am of the vote of yes. Now, I understand why people don't. Mm-hmm. They might feel like it's targeted, right? And so if it looks like there's no one there, they know it's a short-term rental, okay, it's an easy target. So if you are worried about that happening at all, that might be a reason why you kind of do it like Airbnb. Just give them a, hey, we'll share the address with you once you book. It is located in this vicinity. You can give like cross streets and maybe get the exact address. Also, I used to manage a very, very, very popular short-term rental. So popular, in fact, that people started coming to see it in person that didn't have a reservation. So if you have a popular space like that where now it's infringing like on the privacy of your guests and people are driving up to it, driving by it, that's another opportunity where you don't want to share that address until someone books. Anything else you can think of, Annette?
I do think, for instance, I know a lot of people, Google reviews are really important to them. And I do know with Google, A, you have to list the address so you can get a verification notice to your address there. And so that might be important if you're obtaining Google reviews and giving transparency to the address there. That's one thing that I would add on that.
You could have an office address or your personal address. And because I know a lot of people who have more than one listing have that argument of, okay, do I have Google my business for each individual listing or the umbrella? So there's a way around that. Again, if you don't want to add your address, Pam, it sounds like you're open to it. So I say like it's a business, right? Mm-hmm. If you are a full-time short-term rental business, that'd be like a coffee shop not listing their exact address in a way. So think of it like that and see what feels best to you. And like Annette said, you can always test it and change it.
Yep, exactly. Send us the link when it goes live so we can check it out. Kudos to you for getting that up and running. Most importantly, hopefully you're getting, you're letting everybody, your current guests know that they can book that way. In the future, and also your friends and family. We're always concerned about everyone on the interwebs, but you'd be surprised how helpful your very close network can be to helping you get guests in the door. But Pam, good luck. Let us know what you decide. And we can't wait to answer more questions here.
Again, listeners, head to hostinghotline.com. Submit your question today. I got an answer on the podcast. With that, I'm Sarah Kerrigan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.